Witches burned at the stake. Killian Barth looked out over the eager students who crowded the lecture hall. Okay, that got their attention. Nearly 100 pairs of young, bright eyes stared at his face. No one is certain how many people, mostly female, were murdered during the 3+ centuries of the witch trials that we'll be covering in this course.
Jeez.
The soft voice came from somewhere near the front. Jeez, indeed. Sadly, they were all murdered in the name of God. The girl shuddered. Good for her. This might be one of the most popular classes at the university, but all his students had different reasons for being here. Some were serious historians. Others were looking for titillation or an easy A. Then there were the girls who wanted to marry him, or at least fuck him. What had the girl said? Jeez. Marriage was a particularly sore subject at the moment. Okay, concentrate. He flipped his long hair over his shoulder and got a giggle from a couple of the girls. Professor Killian Barth, sex symbol. What a joke. He input a command on his laptop, and the projector began to flash a series of images onto the big wall screen behind him. While churches have been trying to cover up the actual numbers for centuries, moderate estimates say 100,000 individuals were killed in the time between the 1400s and 1700s. Women's groups and modern-day witch covens maintain the number is far higher. A male voice called out from somewhere in the crowd.
Why would anyone believe someone who claimed they were a witch?
Killian turned slowly. The kids shifted in their seats. He tried not to smile. The speaker hadn't gotten the unwritten memo. Will the person who spoke stand, please? A tall, handsome boy with dark brown hair stood slowly. He didn't look anxious to be embarrassed or thrown out of the class. Good. It gave Killian the chance to do his required speech early. Mr. The boy shrugged.
Jenks? Jimmy Jenks?
Yes, Mr. Jenks. I want you and the entire class to know that I welcome all sincere questions relating to the subject of witchcraft, the history of the witch trials, or related issues. But note that I said sincere. I do not teach this class as a joke or to give any of you an easy A. If you've done your homework, you should already know that this class is anything but easy, and that I expect you to take the death of somewhere between thousands and millions of people very seriously indeed. Especially since it impacted the future of the entire Western world. He smiled slightly. No sense in being too hard on the kid. Now, Mr. Jenks, would you like to rephrase your question?
Yes, sir. Why would modern-day people still believe in witches? Is there any reason to think such people aren't crazy?